And now the letters to the evening news. A sparse selection this week, which includes Christmas and cyclists, and a reader praising local healthcare.
We have already reported on the hundreds of cyclists and walkers given exclusive access to a section of the North Norwich Northern Distributor Road. The event prompted a response by email, and here are just four selected at random. Alex Williams wrote, "Nice to see lots of people complaining about the new road. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy driving along the NDR when it opens." MonkeyNuts3000 wrote, "To the people who turned up to protest, now I like a good protest, and broadly speaking, I'd probably agree with them. But the road's been built, no one's going to rip it up now. You should have hopped on a bike to enjoy the atmosphere. Protesting to cyclists is really the wrong group too. Maybe I'm missing something." While Trevor Sad writes, "Amazing that Norfolk County Council can make an event out of a new road, and even more amazing that there are people who want to make a day out with their family walking up and down. It's just a road, for heaven's sake." And finally, Peter Sampson writes, "The road to nowhere, unless you want to go to Drayton."
Christmas in retail seems to come earlier and earlier. Jim Baldwin of Fakenham is not impressed. He writes, "Sharon Griffiths, in her column, talks about the early sale of Christmas goods. Last August, I was on holiday in Dorset and was looking around a garden centre and found one room had been emptied and the staff were filling it up with Christmas goods. There were even toboggans on sale. Not something that I wanted to think about at that time."
A lot of unfavourable criticism has been levelled lately at healthcare in Norfolk. Reader Karen Stokes of Saul has had a very different experience, and she writes, "Contrary to all the bad press about mental health in Norfolk recently, I wish to express that I cannot fault all the care, time and concern that has been shown to my husband, particularly from staff at Helston Hospital. He has received either a daily telephone call or a visit from staff, and always there is someone we can ring to ask for help. He has been treated with the utmost kindness and respect, for which we are extremely grateful."
And finally, reader Dave Upton of Taverham has had a dream which he feels we should know about. He writes, "Last night I dreamt that there was a knock at my door, and when I answered it, there was none other than EastEnders Phil Mitchell standing there. He asked if I needed any jobs doing around the house, and proceeded to fold all my sheets and empty the bins. He even shaken vacked the carpet. I know it was only a dream, but I couldn't help thinking that behind this tough exterior there lay a sensitive and thoughtful man. He gets such a bad press, and this showed that he can do things when he wants to. Has anyone else had a celebrity dream that's gone completely against the stereotype? Dave Upton of Taverham."